French culinary traditions have spread all over the world, from Lebanon to Vietnam and even to Washington, D.C., the world capital of rubber banquet food, where every year patisseries conjure up what's come to be known as the Yule log cake. It's a cake designed to look like a rotting piece of wood, but as Sabri Benesher of member station WAMU explains, sure doesn't taste like one.
The Yule log cake is known as La Bûche de Noël in France, and it's a holiday staple.
The specialty of France is what will be served on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, in all over France.
Joseph Poupon has been a pastry chef for 40 years. He started Patisserie Poupon in the D.C. area 25 years ago. He demonstrates how to make one.
We are actually going to do a hazelnut bûche de Noël, okay, or Yule log, which is going to be made with egg white.
Yes, a lot of egg white.
Yes, yeah. Then we have the hazelnut, then I've been roasted and ground. We also use almond flour, confectioner sugar, and then this is a flour. There's not a whole lot of flour in it.
That's so the cake is fairly soft.
And easy to roll.
And that's possibly the most important thing about this cake. You have to roll it up later like a carpet to get the characteristic log shape. So first, Chef Poupon beats the egg whites in a mixer. Meanwhile, the dry ingredients are sifted together. Then come the hazelnut pieces. The eggs are almost done. A dash of sugar and lemon helps whip them up even more. Then Chef Poupon folds everything together by hand and spreads the mixture over a non-stick baking mat. Poupon says it's not really clear how this cake originated, as in why someone in France in the 1800s decided to make a cake decorated like a rotting log. There are a lot of stories, but Poupon prefers the Napoleon theory.
Napoleon passed a law saying that it would be forbidden for you to use your fireplace in Paris, and the bakers at the time decided to do a log cake because maybe people will miss having their fireplaces on.
But you definitely do need heat to bake this cake. It has to be baked hot and fast. So Poupon slips the tray into a convection oven.
We're going to bake this at probably around 400 degrees, and it'll be in the oven for maybe 6 or 7 minutes only.
Once the cake is done and cool, Poupon spreads a layer of French buttercream filling, flavored with hazelnut paste.
Roasted hazelnut.
Oh, wow. It smells fantastic. Then Poupon rolls up the frosted cake to make the log shape. And now comes the fun part, decorating it like a rotting log.
Your creativity for any decoration, that's really, it's endless how you can decorate a log, you know?
Poupon slathers the cake in the buttercream and textures the bark with a comb. Then he slices off the ends of the roll and places them on top, like knots in the wood. Mushrooms made of meringue and dusted with cocoa sprout from Poupon's hands and onto the log. Marzipan holly leaves and holly berries, actually red currants, bejewel the bûche.
In Paris, they have designers now. People that are in fashion business are doing logs now.
So you get like a Gucci log, maybe?
Yes, you can, yeah.
There are bûches that look like stacks of bamboo, handbags, staircases, cars, even the Palace of Versailles. But while the décoration can be anything but traditional, the décorating is the tradition that brings people together.
It can be a project you can do as a couple or with the children. It's a fun thing to do, yeah.
Fun to taste, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is like... Can I have the rest of this?
For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benesher in Washington.